Pennsylvania is one of only three states without a student-weighted funding formula to divide state education aid. And today, a state panel took a big step to change that. WHYY's Kevin McCrory reports that districts with large concentrations of poverty could soon be in for a boost.
A bipartisan Pennsylvania commission has unanimously recommended a new funding formula, calling for the state to divvy up school aid in a predictable, student-weighted way. Under the proposed formula, districts would receive more funding based on higher enrollment, levels and concentrations of poverty, students learning English as a second language, as well as the number of students attending charter schools. But to the chagrin of many education advocates, the commission did not suggest how large the funding pie should be, only how it should be sliced up.
I think that the scope of the School Funding Commission was far too narrow for it to solve our school funding crisis.
Donna Cooper is the executive director of Public Citizens for Children and Youth.
As a result, there's still a lot of work for the legislature to do.
Mike Verub is the co-chair of the Basic Education Commission, which released the report. He says adhering to that narrow focus was a political necessity.
One thing that I think was key to our success is keeping out any recommendations by a governor or a caucus about what is the right amount of money for you know, educating our youth. So in other words, not tying in budget negotiations with the ability to come to a final product.
The commission only explicitly calls for new money to flow through the proposed formula. Much of the existing inequities in the system come from hold harmless practices that ensure that school districts do not receive less funding even when enrollment drops. Verub says that needs to be taken care of separately. The report now goes to the General Assembly, then, if approved, to Governor Tom Wolf's desk. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCrory.